Hey, what's up, guys? This is Chris Gilland coming at you with another audio boo. I'm going to go ahead and...
Screen locked.
There we go. Go ahead and lock my screen, for one thing. That way I don't have to put up with that. We're going to be doing something today that's going to be kind of daunting, I've got to admit. But I think we can... do it, though. What we're going to do is I have a Yeah, I wish I had a Samsung Galaxy. No, I have a Asus Google Android tablet. It's the more specifically, it's the Nexus 7 2013 Wi-Fi only 7-inch tablet. Currently, I have CyanogenMod version 11, which is based off of KitKat. So basically, it's KitKat 4.4. Excuse me, 4.4.4, I think. We'll have to look. But what we're going to do, I want to take CyanogenMod off of this thing. I'm not having any problems with CyanogenMod, but I don't really care right now to have CyanogenMod on this system for various reasons. So what we're going to do is we're going to actually remove CyanogenMod and try to flash this thing back to stock, to the way it came from the factory. Now, I read up online, well, I didn't actually read, there was a YouTube video I watched that told how to do it. I apologize, guys, I'm just kind of moving a couple of things out of the way here so we can get started. I'm going to shut down my Mac computer because we're not going to use the Mac to do this. We're going to actually use my Windows 8 laptop to do it.
Menu bar, Apple, menu.
But I'm going to need to get this Mac out of the way.
Shut down, Ellipse, desktop, shut down.
So let me go ahead and shut this down real quick.
Shut down, default.
Just be have space on that. There we go. And I'm just going to go ahead and disconnect this, unplug this MacBook that I've got here real quick. Like I said, there probably are utilities you could use on the Mac to do this, but I'm not really familiar with how that would work. The YouTube video showed how to do this on a Windows platform, so that's what we're going to use. Now, what I'm hoping is, I'm really hoping that the utility we're going to use to do this is going to be accessible. I confess I've honestly never tried, so I'm really hoping that this is going to be accessible. If it's not, then I definitely do know how to do it. And when my mother gets home tonight and I get a set of eyeballs, I'll go ahead and I'll have her help me do it. But I pretty much know how to do it. More or less, it's just a matter of can I do it. All right, this thing is not shutting down, and I don't know why. I'm wondering if it's running an update. Yeah, there it goes. Okay, that's exactly what it was doing. It was just running an update. It's done. All right, so let me go ahead and, as I said, I'm going to, for the time being at least, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to go ahead and unplug this MacBook and get it up out of the way because I need room to put the Windows 8 laptop. Now I'm also going to need to plug it in because it's dead as a doornail. Hopefully, once I plug it in, hopefully I can power the thing on once it's plugged in. I mean, this supposedly this will work on Windows XP, but I don't know that I would trust it. I don't really trust Windows XP much anymore now these days, especially considering the fact that Microsoft no longer supports it officially. Okay, now give me a minute. I'm just looking at this computer trying to determine. Okay, I'm a little confused here because... Oh, that's why. I've got it upside down. Duh. I'm sitting here looking at this laptop and I'm going, okay, why is the thing not opening? It's like, Earth the dum-dum. Earth the dumb shit helps if you turn the thing so it's not upside down. All right. Let me go ahead and grab my charger. Bear with me a moment, because we're definitely going to need that. Here it is. Not a big deal. I've got the charger right here. Not a big deal. I actually like the charger for this laptop. This should definitely work because the tablet is an Asus, and this laptop, by the way, is also an Asus. Believe it or not. So, even more the better. Give me a moment. I need to do some acrobatics. That's what I need to do. Hang on. Okay. I'm trying to plug the charger in. Bear with me. What it is, guys, is I've got a power strip down here, and power strip. Okay, I see. I think. Yeah, there we go. Perfect. Perfect. I was just trying to plug that thing into the power strip. I've got it. It's in. Perfect. Perfect. All right. Let me go ahead and run this charger cord back behind the nightstand. I'll just fish it back here real quick. Won't take you just a second to do. Sorry for all the extraneous noise. That little noise you're hearing, if you are hearing anything, that's just me running the cable. And may I add, not doing a very good job. Oh, this is going to be fun. There's a really thick part of the cord that is not wanting to cooperate. There it goes. Okay. Awesome. Okay. Now, okay, phone base, you are going to move that way. There we go. That's plugged. All right. Groovy. Groovy. We're plugged in. Ah! Crud. Okay. All right, let me see. I'm going to hit power. We lucked out. It came on. All right, sweet. So, yeah, this thing's definitely going to need to charge quite a bit, but that's fine. To be frankly honest with you, this just gives me another reason to... Ooh, that's not a good thing. Apparently it was in standby mode. Well, let me try to see if I can unlock it. Hold on. That's not good, boss. Give me a minute, guys. This thing is kind of behaving a little bit kerfunctified. What? Why is Jaws not speaking? I wonder if things are just still coming up over here. Hold on. I know my volume is way down. That I do know, but it shouldn't be like all the way down, though. Here, let me do something. Then we'll get started. Jaws. 15. That's why Jaws wasn't running. I don't know why it wasn't running, but it wasn't. Give me a moment. I'm trying to bring up Jaws. Oh, actually, Jaws might be up. I think I see the context menu up down there. Folks, I may have to just restart this computer because it's behaving a little weird. Yeah, you know what? Let me just do that. I'm just going to shut down and restart. Won't take me but a minute to do. And that'll just ensure that the computer is, you know, functioning correctly. I suppose we can try this on my XP machine if we absolutely must, but I would frankly rather not if we can help it. This thing might be installing an update, so I may wind up pausing this audio boo. Yeah, give me a minute. Well, no, the second I say that, it decides it's going to go. Never mind. Here we go. All right, so the system is restarting. Sorry about all this trouble, guys. I didn't realize that we were going to run into this. But this is kind of what happens when you try to do stuff like this, so not a big deal. Not a big deal. We'll deal with it. It's not a problem. There we go. Now we've got sound. That's better. Okay, give me a second, guys. Let me just unlock this machine. Which requires that I put in my password. There we go. God willing. Yep, there it goes. All right. We're logged on. I'll turn up the volume here in a second. Don't worry. That's not an issue. I'll turn it up here in a sec. Let me see if I'm even booted. Yeah, looks like I'm... Well, let's see. Yeah, okay, I'm booted. Let me just get JAWS going. For some reason, even though I have it set to, JAWS does not come up at startup, and I've never quite understood why that is. But it's all good. It's all good. I'll bring it up. It should be coming up. I had this computer with me when I went to the hospital when my grandfather was about to pass away. I think I just heard... Yeah, there comes JAWS. Okay, let me turn this up a little bit. Give me a second, guys.
Select the system tray icon dialog. S safely remove hardware with S speakers 60%.
Give me a second. Let me crank this up a little bit.
Alt D. Dialog. Up, down, slider 60. 60.
It's going to do that quite a bit. I can't do anything about that. Hold on. Let me do something.
100.
There we go.
Alt F5.
Well, for one thing, hello, chicken nugget.
Alt F4.
Okay, I've got my volume all the way up. Now, there is something in the corner of the screen. I'm not real sure what it is, but... It's all right. We'll deal with that later. Okay, so the first thing I'm going to do, I have a CD-ROM here that contains all the necessary files we're going to need. So I'm going to open up my CD drive.
Shared folder removed. The shared folder free music was removed from
Yeah. Shut up. I think things are still just coming up over here. I actually have a CD already in the drive over here. Oh, I know what that is. Actually, no, I don't know what that is. So, whatever it is, I won't lose it in case it be something important. Anyways, let me go ahead and pop this CD in that I burned with the stuff. And we'll go ahead and take a look at this. I hadn't brought the Nexus tablet in here quite yet. I'll do that here in a moment. Okay, it looks like the autoplay little thing came up. Let me see what it's doing. Give me a minute.
Windows F, desktop. Camera upload dialog. Start import button. Start import.
But yeah, that's kind of what I figured.
Cancel button.
I'm going to cancel on this. I guess maybe there were some pictures on there. I don't know. Anyways. All right, so... I'm gonna go to my CD drive.
Desktop folder view list view not selected recycle bin.
And we'll go ahead and get started.
File Explorer. Items view list box read only. Items view multi-select list box. Files currently on the hammer at 284p factory 35e0277.tar.
Let's talk about these files a little bit. That file right there, there's three files on all total on here that you're going to need to make this work if you are following along with me. And this is the first one you're going to need. This is the actual 4.4.4 stop factory ROM.
Hammer at 284p factory 35e0277.tar.
And as you can see, it's a tarball. I don't suspect that that'll be a problem, but...
NRTV1.8.6.sfx.x.
That is the Google rootkit, which is what we're going to actually use to flash the device, provided that it works.
Files ready to be written to the disk expanded. Files ready to be written to the...
Now...
Files currently on the disk expanded. NRTV, hammer at 284, date modified, 8/12/20.
Ooh...
Hammer at 284p factory 35e02.
This is not good. I don't...
latest dust driver windows
dot zip. All right, and there's the other one. I have no idea why that didn't show up a minute ago, but... I have no idea why...
latest dust driver windows dot zip 8/...
That didn't show up. But this is a zip file, and this is the actual USB drivers for the Nexus-based devices. Now, I'm going to press enter on this because we want to unzip these.
Enter.
So that's the first step.
List box, 7-zip file manager.
Oh, okay. So this is trying to come up in 7-zip. So here's what I'm going to therefore do. I'm going to Alt F4 out of here. I forgot I had 7-zip on here. I thought I had WinRAR, but that's okay. Not a big deal. We can still manage.
Java update available. A new version of Java is ready.
Yeah.
More options link. List box, file explorer. More on list box, 7-zip file manager.
What? Not real sure what this is all about.
Alt F4.
Hold on.
Windows N, desktop, DVDRW, drive Nexus 7, DVD.
Okay, I'm not real sure what that was doing.
Files current, latest dust driver windows.zip.
But we're going to press the applications key on this.
Applications. Context menu, C, choose default.
Okay, I'm going to go down to 7-zip.
7, open archive, O.
And I want to
extract files. ..
Extract files.
Enter. Leaving menus. DVDRW. Drive Nexus 7. Items view. Multi-select list box. Files currently on the disk expanded. Latest dust driver. Win. .. Extract to edit combo. E latest dust driver.
All right, and it wants to know where I want to extract this, so I'm going to just select all. Well, hold on. I said I'm going to select all.
Home. E colon back.
There we go. And I'm going to just put. Let's just do, I'm going to say,
percent. New percent.
Don't ask what that is, that's just my root folder, my user folder.
Backslash.
And I'll just say Nexus.
S-U-N-E-N.
There we go, got it.
.. button, path mode, combo box, full path names.
It's fine.
Overwrite mode, combo box, ask before, password, password, edit, show password, checkbox not checked.
This is not a password protected archive, so we don't need to do anything there.
Okay button.
Just hit okay.
Space, 0% extract any latest dust driver windows.zip dialog, elapsed time, remaining time, files,
all
compression
right.
Ratio, total size, speed.
And...
okay button.
What is it telling me here? Let's do an insert escape and see.
Okay button, 7-zip, access is denied, cannot create output directory, see windows system, 32% new percent nexus.
That's not a good thing. So what we might have to do...
Enter DVDRW, drive Nexus 7, items view...
All right, so here's what we're then going to do. We're going to actually go...
Windows N, desktop, folder view, list view, nuts, Windows R, run dialog, type the name of open, percent.
I'm going to say percent, U...
U percent.
Percent.
Enter. Percent, U percent, dialog, Windows cannot find apostrophe, percent, U percent, run dialog.
That's probably...
Desktop, folder view...
That's probably why... I forget what I put for the variable.
Windows R, run dialog, type the name of a program, folder, document, or internet, read, percent. H percent, enter. File explorer.
Okay, that's why it didn't work. Let me try that again.
Alt F4, iTunes, DVDRW, drive Nexus.
I see precisely why that didn't work.
Files, latest dust driver, windows.zip, applications, context menu, C, choose default program, .. C.
And I'm gonna...
7, open archive, O.
Go to extract.
Dropbox sys, extract files, .. E.
And we're going to extract files.
Enter, leaving menus, DVDRW, drive in home, E colon,
and I'm going to go percent.
percent.
H percent.
H percent.
Backslash NEXUS, press enter.
Access enter 0% extract any latest bus driver windows.zip dialog 7 zip dialog. Access is denied. Cannot create output directory. See Windows system 32% H% Nexus. OK button.
Well,
enter DVDRW drive.
Again, this is not the first time that I have seen this happen. It honestly is not the first time I've seen this happen. So here's what we're going to therefore do. As I said, this certainly would not be the first time that I've had this kind of issue with Windows. One reason I cannot stand Microsoft, their security is just terrible, in my opinion. I mean, it's good, but that's kind of the thing. It's almost too good. Let me see how long I've been recording, because...
Tuesday. August 1857. Tuesday. Unlock button.
I only have 60 minutes to record.
Pause recording. 38 minutes and 59 seconds.
Okay, we're 38 minutes in. Yeah.
Screen lock.
We'll be okay for the time being, I think. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to grab a USB flash drive. Yeah, I'm going to grab a USB flash drive, and we're going to actually just save the content onto the flash drive. And I think by us doing that, I should be okay. Because I think what we can then do is I should be able then to take that and... Give me just a moment, guys. Let me do a couple of things here real quick. I'm back on my Windows XP machine here temporarily for just a moment. Let me get this flash drive put in. There we go.
NLSI dialog. This is...
Yes, I understand I'm using this for my NLS player, but that won't be a big deal. Don't worry. That shouldn't pose a problem.
Start R. Leaving menus.
Let me go grab...
C. Enter. Windows C. Full.
This, though.
T. Lay down final draft. M. Home. 97th. Lock. T. Lay down final.
Oh, weird. Now, that's kind of strange.
Alt F4.
Where in the world did it put the driver?
R, C, enter, desktop, folder, Alt F4.
Oh, I know why.
Desktop.
Duh, I'm stupid.
D.
I'm an idiot.
X, Nexus 7, enter, folder view list.
I'm an idiot. Okay.
L, folder view list view, latest bus driver windows dot zip.
There it is.
Enter.
Okay.
Latest bus driver win. Dot dot us driver. And us driver file, us USB underline, us driver file folder 1.
Okay.
Dot dot us driver. Alt D, extraction path and options dial.
I'm gonna just extract this right quick.
Backslash. Enter, extracting from later.
Give me a minute. Let me unzip that. There we go. Alright.
Alt F4.
Sweet!
Windows N.
Alright, so. Here's what we're gonna do. I've got the drive. Let me go back in the other room now. I've got the flash drive in my hand that I just copied that to. So let's see if we can just copy it over and load it from the flash drive, because it's obvious that Windows 8 is being totally stupid. It's being totally gay. So hang on a moment. Let's go back in there and we'll basically give it a spanking and make it work. We'll show it who's the boss. Okie dokie. Yeah! I don't like being on my knees, but whatever. I'm kind of at a weird angle doing this, but it's okay. Don't worry about it. It'll be alright. Alright, so. As you can hear, I just plugged the drive into my laptop. And it looks like it's installing device drivers. Maybe. Or not.
Windows F, leaving menus.
Let's see what it's doing. Hold on. Not totally sure what it thinks it's doing.
Windows F, desktop, Apple software update, Apple software update.
Oh!
Quit button. Space, camera upload dialog. New software is available from Apple. Select the items you want, then click the cancel button. Space.
Okay, never mind. Alright. So I'm gonna go here to my flash drive. Should be my F drive, I believe.
File Explorer, items view, multi-select list box, not select.
Yeah, perfect. That worked. Okay. And I'm gonna find
USB driver.
There it is, USB driver. And I'm gonna copy.
Alt F4, desktop, folder view, list view, not selected, recite Windows R, run dialog, type the name of O%.
And I'm going to go to my home directory, like so. I'm going to paste. There we go. That's what I wanted to see right there. That worked. Okay. Excellent. Excellent. That worked. So now what we're going to do is we're going to go grab the Nexus. Well, actually, the first thing we're going to do... remove, like so, there we go. I'm going to remove that flash drive. Okay. If I could talk today, it would be nice. I'm losing my voice. No need to keep that in the USB port, because that's pretty much done. All right, let's go grab the Nexus tablet and its USB cord. And we'll go ahead and we'll get started. Actually, I think I'm going to go ahead and end this recording.
Tuesday, unlock button, unlock.
Audio. Then we'll do a part two, just to be on the safe side.
Pause recording.
So I'll be back, guys.